There are various things that we discussed in analytics. There are various aspects of analytics that we understood. There are various activities and applications in analytics. So analytics, by this time we have understood, is a complete process which needs to be performed step by step to attain results. So when we are talking about analytics with respect to business, it is known as business analytics. And business analytics has a process, and we will be discussing about business analytics process in this video. Business analytics begins with data set, or commonly with a database. You will have a data, and everything or every task will be started from the data that you have. This is the raw material of your analysis and will be the first step towards the analysis phase. As database grow, they need to be stored somewhere. Technologies such as computer, clouds and data warehousing will be coming into the picture there, because as the data grows, more resources would be required in equal capacity. Big data describes the collection of data set that are so large and complex that software systems are hardly able to process them. So it becomes difficult to manage such amount of data or to keep up with such volumes of the data. When your data is very small, you can store in some basic files like Excel and all. When your data increases to some extent, you will have an in-house server. But when your data becomes extremely huge, you would need bigger data warehouses, bigger servers, and bigger cloud platforms wherein you can store the data. Three terms in business literature are often related to one another. These are analytics, business analytics, and business intelligence. Many people confuse these three terms, but they have a slight difference and a fine line between them. Analytics can be defined as a process that involves the use of statistical technique, information system software, and operations research methodologies. Simply, analytics converts data into useful information. That is a precise one-word answer to what analytics is. When you talk about analytics, there are three types of analytics. One is descriptive, second is predictive, and third is prescriptive. You deal with all these three types of analytics, and each one have different usage. Descriptive analytics is a type of analytics which is taken directly from the data by aggregating them, and it tells you how your business is performing. You either show the matrices or KPIs via normal tables or via basic charts like histograms and all. As an example, if in case you are showing that in last 1 year, 60% of the shoppers were female and 40% were males, you can simply show it via basic chart of histogram, or you can show it in table format. Predictive analytics, on the other hand, is the kind of technique wherein you predict what can happen in future basis the trend that has happened in the past. Your focus will be one dependent variable or one analysis variable, and your whole analysis will revolve around that. You will be doing multiple activities, will be picking up multiple algorithms, which will ultimately help you identify or predict the value of the dependent variable, which is your focus variable. Prescriptive analytics is a superset of all these. What outcome comes in from the descriptive or diagnostic or even prescriptive, it leads to prescriptive analytics, because prescriptive analytics is used to decide the course of actions, to plans, and to plan the strategies or to create the strategies. Now we have taken a brief description of what these three type of analytics is. Let's try to understand the purpose of each of these type of analytical techniques. First, descriptive. When we talk about the purpose of descriptive analytics, we are basically saying that we need to understand that what exactly is happening in the business. What are the current trends? How are businesses growing? Or how our business is degrowing? What are the direct measures and what are the performances of each and every KPIs that we have predefined with respect to the business? So basically, when you are showing the basic or right structure that this is what is happening in the business, this is your descriptive analytics. As an example, let's suppose you say that east, south, west and north, these are the four regions in which your business has established. East gives you sales of 40%, West gives you sales of 30%, while other two gives you sales of 15% each. 40 plus 30 plus 15 plus 15 is 100%. So basically, you will be able to understand that these are the various aspects of my business. My business is doing better on the eastern region and doing fairly better in western region, but the other two regions are comparatively lower. This is what descriptive stats is saying. And you might have more stores as well on the other factors or other regions, but still your east is contributing to most of the sales. So this is the descriptive stats which gives the right picture of what exactly is happening with the business. Now, predictive analytics. So what is the purpose of predictive analytics? We have understood that these are the regions which are degrowing. These are the regions which are growing. Can we identify that which are the customers that can be drawn to the store or to sales in the region where we, our sales are low? If in case we can identify the consumers which can be drawn to the store for shopping from the region where sales are low, we are doing predictive analytics. So the objective of predictive analytics is to predict what can happen in future basis the trend that has been happening. We can identify the relationship which impacts the sales, and using those variables relationship, we can predict which consumer can come in and which consumer might not come in. There are various examples that we can utilize. Like there are many statistical algorithms which can be utilized, like regression is there, which can help you identify which consumer can come and which consumer cannot come. There could be linear regression which can help you identify that how much sales you can draw. There could be time series forecasting that you can do, which will help you identify the trend of the sale and basically with respect to that identify what sales you can achieve, and many similar algorithms. Similarly, the third type of analytics is prescriptive analytics, which basically has a purpose of identifying the optimized resources and optimized course of actions. In this prescriptive analytics, there are various outcomes which are measured and then identified, and basis that action points are decided. So basically they treat as an action generator which takes various courses of action, sees the output of descriptive and predictive analytics, and utilizing them identifies from where business can be improved. There could be many methods where it can be applied. As an example, if predictive analytics says that if a consumer is female, they will draw more sales. Now we know that our sale is female driven. What we can do is the areas where sales are low, we can create a marketing strategies to draw more females to the store. That will be a component of prescriptive analytics. Business analytics and business intelligence is summarized to know it better in comparison of each other. Let's try to understand that with respect to every characteristics, what will be the analytics, what will be the business analytics part of it, and what will be the business intelligence part of it. First characteristic is business performance planning role. With respect to analytics, we will be asking certain questions like what is happening and what will be happening. While when we are in business analytics, we can say what is happening now, what will be happening, and what is the best strategy to deal with this situation. While in business intelligence, we will be asking what is happening now and what have we done in the past to deal with such situations. Then when we say use of descriptive analytics as a major component of analysis, when we are talking about descriptive analytics, in analytics it will be used, in business analytics it will be used, but in BI it can also be used. Use of predictive analytics as a major component of analytics is used when you're talking about analytics, when you're talking about business analytics, but not in case of BI, because it is basically telling what exactly is happening with the business. So only you can show historical trend, but you will not be populating the future trends. Use of prescriptive analytics as a major component of analytics. Again, you are talking about the prescriptive analytics, which is a component of analytics. So yes, in analytics, prescriptive analytics can be applied. In business analytics, it can be, but not in case of business intelligence, other than when the situation is of historical data. Can you use all three in a combination? Is this a characteristic in analytics? No. In business analytics, yes, because you will be applying various things to identify the outcomes, but in BI, no. When you talk about business focus, you are basically saying that how much this business problem can be solved via analytics, via business analytics, or via business intelligence. So when you talk about business focused case study, analytics may be helping you. If you are talking about only numbers, you will say that this is the ratio, these are the outlier. To give you one example, let's suppose you are most of the consumer, you are a bank owner, and most of your consumer has an average balance of 50,000 in their accounts. There are few sets of customer which have approximately 25 to 30 lakh in their accounts. When you will be seeing it from the analytics angle, they will be treated as outlier and will not be treated or considered in any analysis. But when you are talking about business analytics, they are major component of your business, because they are maintaining more balance, and hence you can fetch more profit out of the money that they have stored in your accounts. So these are important customer with respect to you. You can't consider them as outlier. So in business analytics, they will play a major role, and even business intelligence, they will play a major role. So with respect to analytics, they fall in outlier category and you will not consider them. But when your focus is business analytics, you are solving a business case study, they become a equally important attribute. Focus of storing and maintaining data. Analytics doesn't have focus of storing and maintaining any data, neither the business analytics. But when you are talking about business intelligence, in business intelligence, the data is fetched and projected and shown. So it becomes important attribute to store the data and maintain the data, then only reports can be fetched and then only results can be showcased. When you require focus of improving business value and performance, then the key component which helps is business analytics and not analytics or only business intelligence. Why? Because when you talk about business in analytics, you are basically focusing on business and trying to use the analytics or power of analytics to improvise the business. So when you have understood the business analytics, it has a certain process. So let's try to understand that what is the business analytics process. Your business has a database or a data set and might have various type of analysis, which could be descriptive or analytical analysis. They are driven by the business reports, or could be on the basis of the data which are stored on cloud. Using these descriptive analysis, what you can do, you can find out the possible business related opportunities, or you can answer what can happen or what has happened. Then you will move on to the next part, which is predictive analytics. In predictive analytics, you might be understanding what are the prediction opportunities in which the firm can take advantage, and what's happening and why is it happening and what will happen. These are the answers that you will try to ask for. Then you will move on to the next part or next component, which is prescriptive analytics. In this, your question will look like something: how shall it be handled? So when you're solving a business problem, you need to create a map to solve that business problem. That is a component of prescriptive analytics. Here you will allocate resources to take advantage of prediction opportunities, and basis the output of prediction, you will apply the action steps and see the effect of it. Outcome of entire business BA analysis will be measured, and its business value will be identified and performance will be captured. If it is contributing, then it can be improvised. If it is not contributing, then it can be corrected. When you are doing a business analytics process, we need to remember one thing, which is the data. We understood about the analytics, we understood about the type of analytics, we understood about the various component of analytics, but there is one thing that is of utmost priority. It is the data. Why data? Because data is the raw material. If raw material goes wrong, everything goes wrong. So we also need to understand that what type of data that you have to solve the business problem. So we have huge amount of data, and every data is stored against a variable which holds every information. As an example, if you have age will have various age values, but the name of the attribute will be age. And when you will be analyzing the attribute age, and you will try to understand that what is the impact of age variable with respect to the outcome variable. So there are various type of variables that you deal with when you are solving a business analytical data point, or when you are trying to understand what is there in the data. When you understand that what type of variables you have, it becomes easier for you to analyze those data point. Variables could be of various type. Let's discuss each of them one by one. First data could be categorical data. Categorical data points are those data points where categories are predefined. Here your output could be one of those categories only. As an example, if you have three activity level categories, which is high, medium and low, if you have 100 rows, each of those 100 rows will contain only one of these three categories, either high, medium or low. So such type of variables are categorical variables, where your number of outcomes could be limited and could have only those values which are defined as categories, and your any of the data point will not fall outside of these data points. If in case you need to analyze such variables, you will be finding out either the frequencies, or if in case you are comparing them with another categorical variable, you will be creating the cross table with respect to both the variables. If in case you want to identify the most important attribute of categorical variable, you will be finding the mode value, because mode values are used in case of categorical variables. Then you have ordinal data. Ordinal data are the special type of categorical data wherein order matters. As an example, let's suppose for each question in a survey, there is a ranking that is given, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 means good, extremely good, and 1 means extremely bad. In this case, the order matters. And if in case there is a certain type of categorical variable, here we have only 5 categories, which are comprised of rank 1, rank 2, rank 3, rank 4, and rank 5. So these are the 5 categories of the data. Our output will never have any value outside of these 5 values. But here the order of these values plays a major role. You cannot say that 2 is greater than 3 or 2 is greater than 1. It has a proper order to follow, where 1 is the lowest, 2 is the second highest, 3 is the third highest, 4 is the fourth highest, and 5 is the fifth highest, or the highest value point or highest data point. There could be many cases wherein order doesn't matter. As an example, a categorical variable of gender, which has male and female value, it is only a categorical variable, but it can't be treated as an ordinal variable, because male doesn't have any higher importance or female doesn't have any higher importance. But in case of activity level, wherein we have three values, high, medium, low, it will definitely follow an order, and high will always be better than medium, and medium will always be better than low. So in such scenarios, such type of variable will be treated as ordinal data. So categorical data could be any data which is comprising of certain categories, whereas ordinal data is a type of data wherein categories are there, but those categories follows certain order. Apart from these variables, there are other forms of variables or data as well. One of such is interval data. When you talk about interval data, you are basically taking the two ranges and your data might fall within those. As an example, let's suppose it becomes difficult for you to see the age values, because ages are diverse. It ranges from 18 to 55 and everybody has different age values and you are not able to combine them. In such scenario, what usually people or data scientists do, they usually create intervals like 18 to 25 years, 26 to 30 years, 31 to 35 years, 36 to 40, 41 to 45, 46 to 50, and 51 to 55. Since we know that ages are lying between 18 and 55, we can create such brackets. Now we will be measuring the number of customers against each bracket. Here the most important thing is, anybody who is 32 year old or 33 year old or 34 year old, he will be falling in the same bracket of 31 to 35. So here, with these summarizations, it becomes a little bit easier to analyze the data and to see the ratio of the behavior or ratio of the slabs which are mostly contributing to your business outcome. Then you have ratio data, which basically tells you how one variable is getting impacted with respect to other. As an example, odds ratio of logistic regression is one type of ratio data where odds changes with respect to every data point being getting changed. So here we discussed about the different type of variables that you will be facing or that you will be having when you will be creating a business analytics solution. To understand business analytics process a little bit more in detail, let's try to understand the business behavior should be identified representing targets of business opportunities and possible future trends behavior. Additional effort that might be required could be generation of detailed statistical reports narrowly focused on the data related to targets. These are the add-on components of business analytics because they might need one or two extra steps. When you are dealing with business analytics process, organization and organization decision making process, there are certain decision making which happens with respect to the business analytics process. To give you one example, BA process have source of data. Now this source of data in case of organization decision making process will be seen from the angle of how much potential this data has with respect to the business problem. Whether we have all forms of data, will this data contribute enough to the question that we are being answering, or will this contribute to decision making? And when we move on to the next part of BA process, which is descriptive analytics, here the organization decision making process will be like this. The diagnostic process will be happening to wherein we attempt to understand what is happening in a particular situation. Now, when predictive analytics happen, here the problem statement could look like something. Identify and state the problem and solution strategies in relation to organization goals and objectives. When you're doing predictive analytics, it will ultimately lead to a decision making process of how they can target the consumer. Then come the prescriptive analytics. In this case, solution will be driven in business decision making process, wherein different methods, different outcome behaviors, different ways of solving a problem, different possible courses of action will be measured and appropriate action plan will be created. Using these two approaches, outcome of both of these will lead to an impact on the business, and ultimately those will result in finding the proper outcome of the business and solving a proper business case study. By this time, we have understood what are the different business analytics process that needs to be achieved or that needs to be completed. Let's quickly summarize and understand what are the various components of business analytics process. There are 8 important steps of business analytics process that needs to be performed. Let's go through each of these 8 steps one by one. Step 1, get oriented. Here your key responsibilities in this step include clarifying your role as a business analyst, determining the primary stakeholders to engage in defining the project's business objectives and scope, understanding the project history so that you don't inadvertently repeat work. Because many times what happens is you are not clear with what is expected, and because of that you keep on doing one thing again and again by changing small aspects of the same problem. Because of all these things, it becomes extremely confusing for the business analyst professional to understand what is the ask of the R. Understanding the existing system and business processes so you have a reasonably clear picture of the current state and needs to change. Step 2, discover the primary business objective. If you are clear with primary business objective, your analysis will be mapped accordingly. You will be able to understand the final output which is expected from you. Here your key responsibilities will include discovering expectations from the primary stakeholders. So it will happen like in this case. Let's take an example on how to identify the primary expectations from the stakeholders. Your stakeholder says that our sales are growing, are going down. Can you help? Here you are not clear that what they are expecting from you. You also know that sales are down, but you are not clear with what is expected from them. Are they looking for a particular analysis? Are they looking for a particular model? Are they looking for a particular region? Are they looking for particular questions to be answered? So you need to ask them that, are you trying to focus on the products which are giving you low sale? Are you trying to focus on the regions which are giving you low sales? Should I create a model to enhance the sale of the regions where sales are low? Should I deep dive and do prescriptive analytics? Should I deep dive or do diagnostic analytics? If these things are clear to you, your process will be clear and your mindset will be clear on what is expected out of you. Reconciling conflicting expectations so that the business community begins the project with a shared understanding of business objective. Because if everybody is on the same level, if same understanding, there is less chances of confusions at a later point of time. And if you're clear with the scope, if you're clear with the understanding, if you're clear with the needs, if you're clear with what is expected by stakeholders, you will be able to give a proper solution out of it. Step 3 is defining scope. When you are doing analysis, there will be various things which will be impacting your analysis. You cannot do everything. Everything can't be done. So you have to define the scope properly. Defining a solution approach to determine the nature and extent of technology and business process changes is the key responsibility that you need to take care of. Here, you have to draft a scope statement and review it with your key business partners or stakeholders and cross-check with them that this is what the scope will remain. If in case they move out, then you will have to guide them that it is going out of the scope, and by the time that you are analyzing and for the time you have been given, you will be only going through the scope that has been discussed. Confirming the business case to ensure that it is still makes sense for your organization to invest in the project is extremely key, because if in case your organization doesn't have a confidence on the scope that you have defined, then you might need to revise it. So once these things are cleared, once your scope is cleared, your mindset will be clear, and similarly stakeholders' mindset will be clear as well. Once things are clear, once scope is clear, you will be formulating your business analysis plan. Now your analysis might be diverse, your analysis might be scattered. If you create a proper business analysis plan, you will be able to move step by step by analyzing each and every step. So here your steps include choosing the most appropriate type of business analysis deliverables given the project scope and methodology. Defining the specific list of business analysis deliverables that will be completely covering the scope of the project and identifying the stakeholders, identifying the timelines for completing the project for business analysis deliverables. You cannot go beyond the boundaries. You have to remain within the boundaries so that things get completed on time and still it is fruitful. The next step will be defining the detailed requirement. Here, once you define the detailed requirement, you will have a clear mindset that how you will be progressing with respect to the deliverable. At least here, your responsibility will include eliciting the information necessary to understand what the business community wants from a special feature or a process change. If those things are clear to you, you will be able to clear or create a proper analysis out of the same. Analyzing the information you have discovered and using it to create a first draft of analysis deliverables containing the detailed requirement for the project. If you show the first draft to the stakeholder and they are still feeling the same about the requirement as they were sharing earlier or when the scope was defined, then you guys will remain on the same page and analysis can be completed on time. Reviewing and validating each deliverable with appropriate business and technology stakeholder keeps things to be less surprising and will keep everything as expected. Next step will be the support, the technical implementation. Here your key responsibilities will include reviewing the solution design to ensure it fulfills all of the requirement. If it doesn't, then you will have to remap it or recreate it. Updating or repackaging requirements documentation. If your documentation are maintained, it becomes easier to track down the missing pieces of your puzzles. Engaging with quality assurance professionals to ensure they understand the business context for the technical requirements. So if technical requirements are there and your business needs certain outcomes, if those technical requirements are unable to satisfy those, your analysis can never be complete. So your business analytics process should take equal amount of efforts in technical implementation as well. Your next step in business analytics process will be to help the business implement the solution. Here your key responsibilities will include analyzing and developing interim and future state business process documentation, because if documentation is properly maintained, it becomes easier to map the resources along with the processes, and it is easier to learn that what exactly is happening at every phase. Training end user to ensure they understand all the process and procedural changes, or collaborating with training staff, because if documentation is clear and process steps are clear, training staff will be able to explain the things properly to the respective staff. Collaborating with business users to update other organizational assets impacted by the business process, because if there is any component or any function unit which is getting impacted by the process that you have created, they need to be informed and they need to be updated and they need to be trained so that they can accept the changes which has been created. Once all these steps are performed, the final step will be to access value created by the solution. You have created a solution. You need to understand that whether it is adding any value to the business or not. If not, then your implementation could be considered as waste. So here your key responsibilities will include evaluating the actual progress made against the business objective for the project, communicating the results to the project sponsors, and if appropriate, to the project team and all members of the organization as well, suggesting follow-up projects and initiatives to fully realize the intended business objective of the project. And you can utilize the outcome of these to leverage out the future projects. Your future projects could be taken, could be considered basis the learnings of what has been implemented in these in a current business analytics process. So it can be a guiding factor for the future business analytics processes as well. So here we understood that what are the various component of business analytics and what are the process that needs to be maintained, what are the different aspect of business analytics, how they need to be introduced into the system, how they need to be incorporated into the organization. We understood that how it is important to define the business needs, to explore the data, to analyze the data, to predict what is likely to happen, to design the course map basis prescriptive analytics, to optimize what could be the best solution, to make a decision and measure its outcome, and to update the system with the result of the decision. Using all these, a complete process map of business analytics can be mapped and achieved and attained and easily tracked, and its learning will be very, very fruitful in the future projects as well. Hope you had a good understanding of what business analytics process was all about. Keep learning. Thank you very much.